96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you ready for more football? Well, if you're a fan, we don't have to ask you that. But the new fantasy football fans are on a whole different level. What is it with these folks? Is it gambling? Are there risks? What is it? I'm going to talk about this tonight. Joining me in studio is Steve Robinson. He's a big sports fanatic. He's also host of The Takeover on HUR Voices. And we have Shivania Williams. She is the founder and president of Heels and Helmets, a sports education enterprise. She has also worked for the NBA, NCAA, NFL, NHL, the WNBA. Boy, it's an alphabet soup for this lady. Well, we're talking about it. Have you played fantasy football in the past? Are you doing the DraftKings thing? Are you doing FanDuel? What is it? Let's talk about it. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Shivania, Steve, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so ladies first. Shivania, what is going on with fantasy football? It's been around for a very, very long time. Just like when you're filling out your brackets for the NBA, this stuff just is not new. But this year or over the past year or so, we've got this new twist. We've got FanDuel, we've got DraftKings. Everybody's in on it. What's going on here?
Exactly. As you said, Harold, certainly participating in fantasy sports is not new, but like other areas of our society, technology has allowed this activity to grow and give us more information and access to it 24 hours a day and easily accessible at our fingertips. At this point, there's even now a trade association for fantasy sports. But I think what is really interesting and intriguing about DFS or Daily Fantasy Sports, you mentioned Dual Fan and DraftKings, is that it allows people to draft a new team each day. So it's just that sense of immediate gratification and being able to start over, I think, that has people, you know, really engaged and participating even more in fantasy sports.
It's amazing. Okay, so Steve, you know, I've known you for several years since I've been working here. At any given week, I can walk down the hallway, and just when I think that you're talking about your show or some of the inner workings of what's happening here at the studio, out of your mouth comes football, baseball, basketball. I mean, you live, you breathe sports. I tell you, you were born with a football in your hand. So what is it about the new sports fan that drives you? What is it? Why is it in your blood?
I think it's the fact that you're allowed to be an owner. You're allowed to be a coach. You're allowed to be potentially a player, depending on what platform you're on. And the fact that you can be one of these three positions and not be directly involved with the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, it adds a level of excitement to a fan that you wouldn't normally get just watching a game on a Sunday, Monday, or any other day of the week.
Can you give me the fantasy football 101 of how this works? When the season starts, even before the preseason starts, people are already getting their fantasy football players and teams together. How does that work?
As a fan of fantasy sports, you essentially become that owner. So when professionals go back to training camp, you go back to training camp. You're following their every move throughout their entire offseason. When trades take place, you're following that. When somebody gets injured in the offseason and it's a season-ending injury, you're following that. So when you draft your team at the beginning of the season, you have followed all of these events throughout the preseason, just like coaches do, just like owners do, just like general managers do. Then you sit down and it's draft night, just like they have in the summer for basketball and in the spring for football. You sit down and you pick your team based on the players and their abilities. You choose quarterbacks, receivers, running backs.
But your team, you can pick folks from different teams,
That's
right?
That's the beauty of fantasy. So it's not just the Washington Redskins. You can pick the best player possible from each of these teams. So essentially your goal is to make an all-star team of these professional players.
So how do you get points? If your quarterback throws a touchdown or runs a touchdown or has a particularly good passing day, is that how you accumulate points?
Yes. So depending on each player and their position, there's a point system that is equated to that position. When it comes to quarterbacks, a certain number of yards that they throw for, you get points. When it comes to touchdowns, a certain number of touchdowns that they throw, you get points. Same thing with your running backs and receivers. If they run for a touchdown, if they get a certain number of yards, all these points accumulate, and much like in the professional league where you're playing against another team, I'm playing against you this week. The number of points that I accumulate needs to be higher than the number of points that you accumulate based on their professional performance.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We are talking about fantasy football. What's the big deal? Are you a player of FanDuel or DraftKings? And is there the potential for you to get hurt as well as win big bucks? Of course, my guests are Shavania Williams, founder and president of Heels and Helmets, and Steve Robinson, sports fanatic and host of The Takeover on HUR Voices. Okay, so Shavania, there's been some news just coming out today about FanDuel and DraftKings, where a fantasy sports customer out of Kentucky has filed a lawsuit against the two companies, accusing them of fraud. They failed to disclose that their employees had access to insider data. Gosh, it sounds like Wall Street insider trading, and this consumer of fantasy football is claiming that these insiders had information that could help them win millions at the expense of regular customers. First and foremost, my question to you is this gambling?
Harold, I think it is something that we are still struggling with. You know, my opinion is that it is on the cusp, but not exactly gambling, because just like any, you know, entry fee to participate in, you know, physical sports, when you're actually playing the sport, there's a fee to participate. So I have seen fantasy football like that, and, you know, but with the winner takes all, it certainly, you know, also has that element or, you know, kind of emotion of gambling as well.
And certainly it's not like playing the lottery. It's not like playing roulette.
Yeah, because it's not.
It's not a game of chance.
Exactly. It's not a game of chance or luck. You know, this is a game of, you know, skill and strategy, like chess, in my opinion. One of the reasons I like to use fantasy football for my work is because we educate women on football for business purposes, as you know. So fantasy football allows me to further explain what each position does to help women, you know, leverage it for business and join the conversation at the office. So when we're talking about the role of the quarterback, the running back, and wide receiver participating in our fantasy football league, they actually learn and can apply what they have learned in our workshops about the skill sets to look for in their fantasy team. So our league, we just run it through NFL.com. And the ladies who participate in our league do not pay a fee, because the goal for me at the moment with this group is so that they learn the game.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about fantasy football. Are you a fanatic? Are you ignoring it? What's the big deal? What's the hook? Give me a call. Let me go to Reggie, calling from Southwest D.C. Reggie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Actually, fantasy football, there's two different aspects of it. When you talk about FanDuel and DraftKings, that 1 week you pick a different team every week, whereas you have fantasy football where you have your team that you draft and you go throughout the year and you can pick up different players. Now, with the whole thing about the people having insider information, mm-hmm. they have no more information that anybody that does research can have. They don't have any insider information, because you don't know what people are going to do week to week. You have an idea based on the defenses that they're playing and their offense, but there's no insider information, say, this person is going to have 2 touchdowns this week. There's no such thing, because you don't really know.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Reggie.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I just saw that headline today. I haven't read it in detail, but there are people with inside information. Of course, we cannot guarantee who is going to score a touchdown, but there are people who know the health conditions of certain players. They know how much an organization is planning on using a certain player. So there are some people who have more information than the fans who are participating in fantasy football.
All the more reason why the companies released a statement when this story first came out last week, saying that their employees are now excluded from playing because, again, it just seems just like the lottery. If you work for the lottery, you can't play it. There it is.
Right.
So, Reggie, thanks for calling. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about the new fantasy football fan. Lines are still open. If you're on the phone, stay with me, including Jermaine. You'll hear the program. Do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.